This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Next week, California voters will decide on two gambling-related ballot propositions. One would expand betting in casinos on tribal land. But opponents say if that passes, it could limit those bare-bones casinos known as card rooms. There are California cities that very much rely on the money generated in card rooms. From KCRW, Megan Jamerson reports.
Proposition 26 would make it legal to bet on sports in person at tribal casinos and racetracks. Anthony Roberts is the tribal chairman of the Yochadihi-Wintu Nation. He told the California state legislature this summer that he supports the proposition because of what gaming has already done for his community.
Tribal gaming on our lands has helped pull us out of poverty and pushed us on a path of economic self-sufficiency.
Several tribes are backing the proposition. Kathy Fairbanks, the Yes on 26 campaign spokesperson, says more revenue from expanded sports betting could go even further.
It not only benefits tribes, but it will bring tens of millions of dollars to the state of California.
Opponents of the measure are largely led by card rooms. There are about 80 of them in the state, and they generate about $500 million in tax revenue. Juan Garza is a spokesman for No on 26. He says card rooms aren't worried about opening the door to sports betting, but they are concerned about a provision tucked into the ballot measure that would allow anyone, including tribes, to sue card rooms over table games.
They're scared. They're scared of the possibilities.
Some tribes have tried to take card rooms to court in the past, but the cases didn't go anywhere.
There's been a long time competitive nature between tribal casinos and card rooms in our state.
Some cities are also concerned. Take Hawaiian Gardens, a small city in Los Angeles County. Nearly 70% of its revenue comes from the city's local card room. Siobhan Moore Cage is the assistant to the mayor of Hawaiian Gardens.
You know, talk about all of your eggs being in one basket. That card room is the economic engine that makes our city run.
There are card rooms in 32 counties in California. They pay around $100 million a year to the cities where they are located. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan Jamerson for Marketplace.